Well, folks, one of my favorite grapes is Zinfandel, and I think that's probably one of the main reasons I live in Northern California. There are some amazing Zinfandel vineyards here. Another good part of it is that they're older than I am, so I like that part of it. I'm sitting with Susan Luker, and this is Simi Winery at its best. Susan, you've been here for over a decade, and you've seen Simi rise to the top. I think they're the oldest winery in Sonoma County.
We are the longest continually running or producing winery in Sonoma County. We kept going during Prohibition. Well, we kept making wine. We didn't sell it. And I wasn't here.
And that bottle of Zinfandel on the table is talking to me. I love Zinfandel. Let's talk about the fruit sourcing here. We're going to be talking about right close to the winery here is Dry Creek Valley, and that is where Zinfandel is at its best.
It is. This is 100% Dry Creek Valley, and the fruit really jumps out of glass. This one, it's hard to contain this wine.
I can see by your smile that you're a big fan of the grape also. It's so good with food. I think that's really the bottom line here.
Oh, this one especially, I think, because it's got a nice balance to it. It's pretty packed with some alcohol, but everything is in check. It's a pleasure for me to taste it because it reminds me of being out in the vineyard and eating the grapes.
You know, I've had that experience myself. Just before harvest, you go out there, and you have to do that every day. I don't know how your tummy can take that, but in early mornings, it's really fascinating for me to see Dry Creek, to drive out Dry Creek Road and see some of these vineyards that are 100 years old or more.
Oh, yeah, they are quite stunning, especially right now. The leaves are very vibrant. This has been an amazing harvest, and the post-harvest season has been exceptional this year.
Really been blessed here in Northern California. Almost every vintage is great. The last two or three years, though, have really been special. And
actually, well, 2013 was huge for us. It kept coming.
Well, that's always a good thing. Now, food-wise with this, we can cover a wide spectrum, but again, I think I might go to pork. Pork and ribs and Zinfandel is a classic pairing.
Yeah, you know, this one's not bad with chicken, too.
Let's get both.
It even goes with salmon. I like a cedar plank salmon with the Zin, too.
I don't think we can eat all that food, but maybe there'll be another time.
Maybe we'll just have some sweet potato fries.
Well, we're expanding out the menu here, folks. We'll see what Chef brings to us. And it's time for some great food here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
You are listening to Have Wine, We'll Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Pino. And this is one I'm going to remember. This is a beautiful meal here. We are sitting with Chuck Reddington and a restaurant called Red. And we're having a great time here today. We're really sharing some stories that really we need to share into the show here. Richard, tell us about this dish and tell us about your experiences with it.
Well, it's a barbecued pork buns, which is a take on Chinese dim sum. And some of the food that we do in the bar here is, you know, we do fish tacos, stuff that I like to eat on my days off. And so I was going eating a lot of dim sum in San Francisco and started messing around with steam buns, hoisin, making different sauces and whatnot. I put this on the menu and it just, you know, word spread through the valley, like, you got to try out these pork buns. Because, I mean, there's no, well, I shouldn't say there's no good, but I haven't had a lot of Chinese food in Napa Valley, let's put it that way. So
we're raving about this dish.
I was just telling the story about how the French Laundry kitchen, for whatever reason, they get sick of cooking all that really fancy food, so I sent them down the pork buns a lot, and so I went away with the chef, Corey Lee. We basically made, I cooked one night, he cooked another night. He made potato puree with white truffles, and I made Chinese pork bun.
This is bar food, and this is something very special. A lot of thought and process went into putting this on your menu.
I was messing around with just doing ribs, too, and I've had some good ribs lately, but I'm like, how can we pull it off in the bar? And so then it's like, I don't want the mess and the ribs and the bones and the wet naps and all this stuff. So now I'm trying to do it in a way where sort of debone them in a way where you don't need to like pick them up and make a big mess, but still have the flavors of that. We do pot stickers. We do a little bit of Asian food that's in the bar, not in the restaurant. If you come in, just say you listen to the radio show.
And bop over to the bar there and
repeat.
Yeah, and repeat as necessary.
It's a beautiful match. I noticed that your glass is empty. We need to get you another glass of wine.
Sounds good.